Well, good evening. Corey, are you with us?
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Tonight we have Corey Rashan with us. And Corey, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. At least we're starting at the top of the show this time. This is good.
That's right. Well, it is certainly my pleasure. My name is Felton Wooten, and I will have a 12-part series on aging gracefully, and it's an elder care series. Tonight we have Corey Rashan, and Corey is just an innovative young man, a big thinker, and really impacts people's lives in a lot of positive ways, and he certainly has contributed to my life. Corey is a businessman, but he also, it's like many people in America, either they are taking care of aging parents or they may have siblings. But first, Corey, would you tell just a little bit about your business background and especially the big project that you got going on that will impact lives by this gift box?
Okay. Well, my bio is kind of long, so I'll give you the short version of it. I actually started in architecture. Some people don't know that. I left architecture of 16 years to go into my business that I actually worked on the side for the last, if I were to go to the beginning, a little bit more than 20 years. Straight out of college, I was managing artists and started an online magazine before the 2000s came into existence. Decided that, it kind of took me in a different direction, a bigger direction. And so I followed the flow, and I opened up Double E Productions in 2001 as an LLC company. And so continued the magazine, an online magazine at the time, and then built it into an online television network called DPVN. And at one point in there, I was gathering other Black-owned radio magazine stations and created a Full Five Media Group. And actually, in the past month, and it's what we're going to be talking about with my parents aging, I had to step back. I couldn't keep all the divisions going efficiently in the way that I wanted to, and cut back on what I'm doing and kind of went back to my beginning of becoming a videographer. And, not really my beginning, actually was a photographer and a graphic designer, took some courses to become a videographer and editor in order to create the network. And so Double E Productions now is an online, a video marketing company that works with small businesses, the mid-sized businesses, and using video as a means to promote themselves. I am a conceptualist. I've always called myself a conceptualist since the beginning of my business. And from the conceptions, we can create strategies to help businesses market in this new digital age of technology. And with entrepreneurs being people that used to work a 9-to-5, it really is a way of helping them to transition their business to be successful. So that's Double E Production.
All right, Well, Corey, with your business, you've had challenges, and especially with aging parents. And as we've talked about the importance of planning. We've talked about the journey that you've gone through and the challenges. One question I'd like to ask you, Corey, sitting here now in 2015, with the changes that have occurred with your parents, looking back at your parents, what things come to your mind? What changes did you notice that, looking back now, were significant to the point of where they are with their health and dementia now? What were some of those small changes you could think about?
Well, I noticed my mother being older than my father only by a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized when I came home, I was living in Brooklyn for a few years, came home to stay here for a few months and then moved to Atlanta. But while I was
mm-hmm.
here, I recognized her memory was going. She wasn't as focused in certain areas, and I was kind of concerned. You know, when you're coming home, everyone's in bed, and you're coming home late from a project, and there's doors open, you know, things left on.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of worry, and I didn't want to be too far away. I do have a brother that lives here, but he has a slight handicap, so there's only but so much that one can do. My father is a little bit more, you know, he played baseball. He in his 80s, and he also dances, ballroom dances and things. So his health is a little bit different. But at the time when I moved home, too, you know, I just, you know, noticed, you know, a little wear and tear here. He wasn't as, the stamina kind of decreases, so you can't do as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're concerned, too, about their thought patterns and how they're thinking. And actually, a year later, my father ended up having three mini heart attacks and too many strokes or vice versa. Ended up in a very bad car accident from sleep apnea, hit a tree, or at least we're thinking sleep apnea. They were not sure if it was a stroke or did he fall asleep at the wheel. And thank God he was only a couple of houses down when he hit the tree. So, you know, those things, you know, wake you
mm-hmm.
up and say, you know what, I'm not going to go anywhere. So, you know, those types of things kind of made me wary of their changes.
Okay. So, Corey, for people that are experiencing some of the things that you've experienced in the past, looking back now, is there anything that you could have done differently or sooner to make a difference in your present-day activities with your family?
It's kind of funny when you look back because you don't really know what's going to be ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So in looking back, I think we've always had the conversation of getting older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we took, you know, we have wills, we have proxies, we did that. I think, but really it was more talking about the paperwork in the house. My father kind of, I think that's something that has to happen yearly, or there has to be some place or something that you have in your home where you know you can get this booklet, which will have all their information, who their doctors are, the insurances, you know, going through some issues that we went through this year. It was
mm-hmm.
a crash course in
mm-hmm.
knowing, you know, the medications that my father was on, and knowing, you know, who his doctors were, what they were doing for him, finding out new issues and health issues. I think parents really need to grow up
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
a little
mm-hmm.
bit. I'll say that as a joke, because as adults, we're afraid to talk about our health sometimes with our children.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until things got serious then that you're opening up. Oh, well, I had this problem a couple years ago. I had this. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, when you're out of the house, you don't really know what's going on day to day with your parents, because they are your parents and you never really knew. You
mm-hmm.
don't know their health history until they start talking. And so I think really being open with your children and stating as aging adults, you know, I mean, I'm talking about when you're starting in your 50s or when you're, you know, your children are old enough to understand, you know, what's going on health-wise. Just, you know, keep these hints around or document, you know, in a diary, you know, somewhere, and leave that in the house so that when you show up to the hospital, God forbid, because there's an ambulance situation that happened, that when they're rambling off things, you know whether to say yes or no to them. allergies,
right,
or has he ever had a heart attack, or, you know, these things. Is he allergic? And, you know, my father's eating habits have changed, too, because of his health. So certain things he cannot have, and that's another issue when your parents are in either a nursing home, which he had to be in temporarily to regain his strength. So, yeah, it's having an open conversation really about health and what's going on with their health as they age.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, because when a person's health starts changing and you need that vital information, then it can be a little hard to get accurate information and even make decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, Corey, so in the process of parents aging, you had mentioned that your father hit a tree or something. Did you have any kind of discussions about driving or not driving?
At the time, not so much with my dad. That was the funny thing. My mom, you know, I'd get in a car with her, and she'd be driving somewhere, and I'm like, you're going a little too slow. You notice things were changing, or she couldn't see anything. When my mom was riding with me, at one time, she got lost.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know where she was. Even though she was in the driver's, I mean, in the passenger
mm-hmm.
seat, I was driving. But she's like, where are we? I'm like, oop, you know. Another check
mm-hmm.
you know, in the box that maybe
mm-hmm.
we need to start talking about you not driving anymore.
Right.
My father just hit that point a couple weeks ago. I prefer for him to drive during the day and not at night. And again, knowing your health, come to find out one time he was going out dancing. And we're at the doctor. Something came up about his. He can really only see out of one eye. And I'm like, oh, and you're driving at night? Like, you know. Like, you know, this is when you start taking the license away, right? So
right.
I'm like, should you be driving? But he ended up getting that. I think it was a cataract issue, and he ended up getting that corrected, thank God. But, again, you know, it's these secrets that you find out about your parents. But we've taken my mom off the road.
Mm-hmm.
She still has her license every now and then. She wants to, I say, make a funny and say that she's driving somewhere, and we just, like, look at her. We know you're not driving anywhere. But my dad still drives. He still gets around. He likes his independency, so as long as he can do it,
mm-hmm.
we're fine with that. We haven't seen or I haven't felt any issues with him driving at all. So, but, you know, when that time comes, I'm hoping it will be easy to take the keys away from him because he is very independent.
Right, right. And I guess for what you have gone through, for families that are going through it right now, it just sounds like you're sharing. It's important to have those hard conversations, open conversations, and also just have the kind of documents necessary to manage someone's health if something changes quickly.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I look at it like this, and it's kind of funny because the other day I called them my teenagers. You know, my mom's like, "Who are you calling? You guys are my teenagers right now." And I
Right.
think we should look back at our own lives when we wanted to talk to our parents openly and honestly about who we were and what we were doing, and you just wish you could talk to your parents, but maybe you didn't. This is a
mm-hmm.
time when you really have to reflect back and reverse that thought. This is a time where now you make the effort and say, hey, we need to sit down and talk about this every week, because there's a situation with my brother that's going on in the house. But every month we sat down.
Mm-hmm.
And we schedule it. So we have Tuesday at 10 o'clock now where we have a family meeting. We talk about
mm-hmm.
what's going on, what bills have to be paid in the house, what decisions have to be made, who and when are appointments being made. And that is another thing, is really reining them in and having them understand that I have to be a part of their lives. I have to be a part of their decision making. I have to be a part of their financial decisions in the house now. And that is a little difficult. It's funny because we're going to the bank with my father, And I heard him in the back of the car saying, I never thought this day would come. And my mom's like, what do you mean? You know, where my kids are in control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So he never foreseen himself in a position of aging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I even asked him if he wanted to talk to somebody about that, because I think sometimes he gets a little antsy at the fact that he can't do as much. And I think he sees the aging process a little bit more difficult than my mom. My mom is floating into it, but, you know, she has dementia too. But my
mm-hmm.
mom has always been a very religious and faithful person. So her attitude is more, it is what it is. Where my father
mm-hmm.
will fight a flood. You know, he'll see the flood coming down the street. He will fight that thing until he wins. And so so that's, you know, he's seeing aging. You know, I'm aging, I'm getting older, I can't do as much, and he's been recently diagnosed with cancer, and he's going through treatments now, which are affecting him and how making him a little tired than most times. And so, you know, he doesn't say as much. You know, he knows he's going through treatments, but, you know, God forbid that it stays this way. And so I watch him. I try to talk to him. I counsel him. And we really sit down and have these in-depth, you know, conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of families may put their loved ones in nursing homes, but if there's a way to have your family in the home or be around them, there's something comforting about, you know, it for me. And knowing that they have someone to talk to that knows them. I've known them for almost 50 years now. So, you know, I'm not a stranger. And
mm-hmm.
I think my
mm-hmm.
father's opening up to having these conversations. Whether he wants to have them or not, I will speak up. You know?
Right.
And I think that, too, is he sees the care and the love behind all that. So it's reverse parenting, you know, and
yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, and as you were talking, I thought the words that came into my mind was, our family will feel the love that we exude by those questions and those hard conversations, but it's important. But one of the things we talked about, and then I may check on a couple of the callers that have come in just to see if they've got any questions, but you've talked about the changes with your parents, but as a businessman, and certainly I want you to give the website that people can go to visit, the site where you have extraordinary products from a lot of different people, but how have you managed for yourself the changes so that you can have a balanced life? Because it's not easy being a caregiver.
Oh, no, it is not. By far, it is not easy. It is, to be real honest, I had a breakdown. I had to even call my cousin because I had a breakdown. Coming home was huge for me. And then staying, because, you know, as a businessman, there are goals, there are missions that you, you know, have to achieve, and there's things that you have to do, and you feel like, you know, what I do as an entrepreneur, it's, you know, it's my desire. And so when you're kind of stopped in your tracks of your plans, you know, it becomes, oh, hell no, you know, type of situation. And then you realize, you know, I've never been a parent, so I've never had children. So there's another, I've been independent, done me every day, all day. You know, I never had to take care of anybody. Never somebody gets sick, the person who was sick was me. Hardly had pets, you know. So it was an adjustment for me. And sometimes it took some time, but when I realized this is just a day-to-day situation, look at it day to day, and that did not hit me for a minute. My business, weproductions.net, is where people can go. I have two. I have a .com and a .net, but the .net is the most recent. I would steer people there. You know, the lucky thing is that I am an entrepreneur as well. The fact that I can work on my website, build my website from home, speak to people from home. When my father was in the hospital, I took my job to the hospital and spent 6 to 8 hours with my dad and the laptop and talking to doctors and nurses. And so I'm mobile, and the mobility and the flexibility is a lot better than if I could not imagine if I had a 9-to-5, but I would probably be fired because I'm taking care of three people, three adults. And, you know, Double E Productions, you know, I'm still a videographer. I moved, I reduced what I did, downsized. And that, too, was a difficult decision. It took me 3 months. I knew what I should have been doing in the beginning of the year, but it really took me 3 months to execute it. I had reached a plateau of accomplishing, you know, getting writers to write for the network and speaking to people and contracted people. And then, you know, my father has an episode and my mother's dementia is getting worse. And I'm watching this monthly increase as I'm trying not to stop this momentum for me and had to pull back. And I'm the type of person, if I commit to something, I want to follow it through. It's all about, you know, communication, communicate. And then I had to communicate with the people and say, hey, everything I talked about will not happen. So that is a heartbreak. But when one door closes, many more open. So I can definitely sit here today and say I'm blessed for doing what I'm doing in business. You know, the one project that you're speaking about is, you know, we have a holiday gift offer this month where I started an I Am business. You know, I downsized to where my business is about image, it's about aligning, it's about media. And those are the three things that I've always worked with, and I combined it into one. I cut Full Five Media Group, but it's still built in. I kept all my relationships. And so I align people with those in media so that they can expose themselves. I've brought back my skills of videography and photography and started shooting products for people. And in all that I do and using media to advertise, you know, I created the I Am Holiday Gift Box. And so there is where we're aligning businesses, nine different businesses, and providing product and services for the holiday season with one gift box. And so you can find CDs, you can find coaching, life coaching, products for your skin, you know, oils, beauty products. And then we have services for people that are entrepreneurs, like a proofreader. We've got a CD from a jazz musician. We've got a masseuse. You know, we have a New York box, too, just from a masseuse. And actually someone that just signed in to give free a mini consultation, you know, for counseling. And then we have life coaches. So, you know, it's a variety box. We have food in there, you know, from the Pitt Farm. So if you want to feed a family, I am truly, that's a soapbox for me. Make sure that people are, you know, not hungry for the holiday seasons and year-round. So all this you can get, you know, at doubleeproductions.net. And you'll see the gift box right there on the front page. And then you can also look through all the other services that we have there. But, yeah, we're selling that. We're selling that. Giving back to the people.
Yeah, and that's so important because as you're trying to balance your life and your career, you're certainly giving to others, and it's going to impact your family too. With your business and with what you experiences and the changes and challenges, what kind of decisions have you thought about as it relates to your life and future in the whole context of aging gracefully? If you're going to share something with our listening audience that may help somebody out there for what you've gone through.
Prepare as much as you possibly can. You know, I really do have to take it in the now situation, but preparation never hurts. You know, communication is a part of the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with everybody. The people that I work with, I let them know what my situation is. I'm a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that everything that I'm doing is planned precisely. Because, you know, my parents will come in and say, oh, we have an appointment tomorrow.
But,
I learned to, you know, we had to say, you know, they don't look at me as working from home. Parents, I think, will always see you as your children, as their children. And so me working from home, I'm playing. It's not a real business. You know, you go to an office. That's the era that they came from. And so it was, really, you know, be open on both ends with your parents on what you do, how you do it. Start scheduling things. Calendars always work. But I really think it's really about open communication and preparing, getting to know who their doctors are, changing the paperwork. Again, I think it just all boils down really to, again, communications. I think if you have siblings, see, I don't have siblings. I do have a sibling, but I don't have siblings that are in a position to run, so I'm an only child in a sense. But if you have siblings, make sure you have a full discussion on who is going to be the caregiver, who is going to come back home if that's what you're planning to do, or what are you going to do with your parents. Where are you going to place them? Whose home are they going to go to? Are you going to create shifts, you know, in the caregiving, especially if you have family living in the area? And just making sure that everyone has that emergency contact number or that number. And I've started posting numbers for all the doctors and even my cell and my brother's cell phone on the wall. So just in case they forget.
Right.
You know, for moving in the future with my business, it really is a day-to-day. I'm really trying to make more of my business in the home and creating services and using my talents from home. And it's funny that my mother has worked from home all her life, so I feel like I've seen it done. I know it can be done, where I can produce product or services from the home and use my talents to do so and be successful at it.
Right. I'm going to check with a caller from the 336 area code with the numbers beginning 541 just to see they've been on the line for a while to see if they have a question or a comment. But you're right. I think it's important as with our listening audience when you talk about communication and preparation, the kinds of things you need to think about is having a healthcare power of attorney, a power of attorney, a living will, look at the counseling aspects because often sometimes with seniors their depression comes in. Looking at eating, the kind of food, if they're food that have a lot of pesticides and chemicals that may adversely interact with medicines. Look at the safety aspects of the home. And then even looking at the models of care that are available from respite care to assisted living to adult day health services. And just like you said, Corey, getting that history so that from the healthcare aspect, you know what a person has gone through so that if they're not able to communicate well, you got that history if something should come up.
Right.
But right now I am going to open it up to that caller from the 336 area code. Beginning number 541, just to see if they may have a question or a comment. Is the listener here and interested in a question or a comment? And this is the number from the 336 area code, 541. Okay. They may not have a question. Let me check with the caller from the 336 area code starting with 987. Caller with the phone number 336-987, do you have a question?
Oh, I do.
have questions.
Okay. All
right, Corey?
Yes.
What other comments as we conclude our show? What other questions might you have? What other comments would you have for our listening audience?
I really think that I would like to tell everybody they need to get your CD. Quality of Life. I will definitely recommend that to a lot of people. I edited that project the first time around, and to tell you the truth, I was good to be editing because I kept hearing the information over and over again. But it definitely helped. There are products and services, like you said, that are out there to help you. Definitely the power of the proxy. Getting that out and actually getting that letter out in time to the doctor so that you're not waiting for an emergency. Mm-hmm. Because when you notice that your parents have either a dementia or some type of memory loss or aren't able to just jump in a car and help their spouse, it's really up to you. And the doctors won't give you information if you don't have those letters in place. So the biggest thing is to really place your information, get that information to the doctors so far in advance. Maybe don't even wait for an age, just do it. You know, your parents are getting older and you don't know when that day will come when there's something that will go wrong. So, again, be prepared. We prepare us for so many other things, fires in the homes, but preparing for your parents to age or if any emergency emergency situations happen, you definitely don't want to get caught in the dark on that. It is a headache to get information about your parents these days. So, yeah.
Okay.
Be prepared.
And before we conclude, is there anything that you haven't done in the whole aspect of caring for aging parents and perhaps a brother or sibling that has some challenges? Are there anything that you've thought of and been made aware of that you haven't done that may be helpful for our listening audience?
Well, if you have anyone in the house that has a handicap, that guardianship paperwork is very important. I had presented my parents years ago, but I really think it's the era that they come from. They had not taken advantage of doing that. And, my brother is older than I am and, is in situations personally that he really can't handle. And it's really making sure, again, that you've got the paperwork so that you are in the right position when anything is to happen so that you can take care of it or prevent anything from happening. So really knowing, ask questions, parents today, young parents too, ask questions and think about where you would be at the age of 50 or 60 or 70. And so that, you're prepared legally for your children to take care of you, and you know what has to happen so that you're ahead of the game and not behind the eight ball. When you're taking care of adults as an adult, the law looks at everybody as an adult, and unless it's stated or documented that there are issues, you're really going to be behind the eight ball again. So I wish I had put my foot down. I feel a little harder when I was younger to get that paperwork done for my brother. Yeah.
Right. Well, Corey, this has been a very enlightening conversation that will make people think, because I think there are about 8,000 to 10,000 people, the baby boomers turning 65 every day. So
yeah.
Their children that are going to be faced with the challenges of taking care of someone, and then seniors who need to make some decisions and have conversations. So your willingness to open up and share about your life, I think, will impact a lot of people.
I hope so.
I'll share that on his site, and I'm thankful for Think Big Radio because it gives us an opportunity to share. But as Corey said, I created a DVD and some workbooks that will help people plan so that individuals can age gracefully. They can go to the Corey site as well as other products that are available to help on your day-to-day life.
Yes, yes. WWE Productions.net and Quality of Life
time.
Is the DVD. Yeah, WWE Productions.net. And let me kind of double, it's the word double, and then there's two E's, and then Productions.net. So when you write it out, you'll see three E's, WEEProductions.net. And scroll down, you'll see the big box, the big gift box. It'll take you to it and definitely seek out Quality of Life. And it's in a few packages, but you can also buy it as a single version. If you know of anybody in your family that needs to listen and watch any DVD based on elder care, that is the gift to give them this holiday season.
Well, again, Corey, thank you. And as I share with people, if just as you said, in the planning and preparation and conversations and communication, it will help in this whole process of aging gracefully. And one of the things people don't realize that when you think about desserts is like a comfort food to many people. But when you spell the word desserts backwards, it's stress. And one can have the desserts of life if they have communicated, had conversations with their families. But if they don't, when a crisis occurs, the desserts will turn into being very stressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Corey, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
and
Felton.
For
thank
our
you.
Listening audience, certainly go to his website and help his business reach out to others so that they can benefit by a lot of services and products that people have made available. One more time, Corey, with your website.
WEProductions.net.
Thank you, and this ends our first part of a 12-part series on aging gracefully in the Elder Care series. Thanks so much.